Okay. It is about that time for the DJ B-Wise motivational moment. I told you I was going to be back, and I am back for the late night edition of the DJ B-Wise motivational moment. This week's topic, I saw this on Facebook, and this is so real. It says 10 things that take zero talent, but will get you 100% respect. And I'm going to share a little bit about how that is real to me, okay? That's what I'm going to do. So get your pen and papers out. Get ready to go on this journey of me and how these 10 things relate to me, okay? Here we go. Okay, before I talk about how it relates to me, here we go. It says 10 things that take zero talent, but will get you 100% respect. Number one, being on time. Number two, work ethic. Number three, effort. Number four, body language. Number five, energy. Number six, attitude. Number seven, passion. Number eight, being coachable. Number nine, doing extra. And number 10, being prepared. Well, I'm going to share this example with you all. I'm going to talk about baseball, I'm going to relate this to my baseball job, okay? So, I initially went in as a cameraman, okay? That's what I thought my job was. Little did I know, I was going to be the backup cameraman because my boss didn't tell me that. My boss told me I was going to be able to do the cameras. And I told him, you know, this is an everyday job thing. Like, this is my only job. Can I work every game? And he told me yes and everything like that. But come to find out, things didn't go well. And I ended up not doing cameras at all. I ended up doing cameras only about, 6 times out of the whole season. Okay? So, that's the backstory. Let's get right to the facts. So, one thing about that. How did I gain respect? And how was I able to still work at the Redbirds baseball stadium for the baseball and the soccer games, even though I wasn't a cameraman? Here we go. You know what? I was always on time for my job. And the thing is, I rode the bus. I didn't have no excuses. I did everything that was right, okay? I literally rode the bus to work and I never was late. And so, you know, when you're not late to work, people notice that. They notice it. They notice that. And so, yeah, that's one thing that got me the respect to still be able to work there. Number two, work ethic. I was always willing to do my job. I was always willing to try to do my job as a cameraman and learn. And guess what? I went back every day. I stayed up with my boss. I told him, hey, when am I doing the camera? You know. I guess was the one, guess what they called me at the Redbirds Stadium? # hard worker. That's what I'm known for at the Redbirds Stadium. Man, you work hard. That's what they tell me. That's that work ethic that you need to be known as. You need to be known as a hard worker. Because guess what? That got me respect. That made the other people want me to work for them more. Then number three. Effort. I tried my best to be a good cameraman and I just wasn't good. So what ended up happening was I got put somewhere else. I did, but you know, I tried to do the right thing. I tried to be a good cameraman and I just couldn't do it. That's what my boss made it seem like, you know. But still, I had the effort to come to work even though I wasn't a cameraman. That's how I gained respect. My body language, guess what? I always had a smile at work. I was happy. I wasn't mad. I wasn't none of that. Although I wasn't able to do the cameras all games, I still went to work with a smile on my face. I did. And I was very upset on the inside because I was wondering, why is my boss not letting me work any games at all? Why? Why am I only being called when somebody else isn't coming in? But guess what? My body language did not show that when I was at the workplace. Guess what? That got me respect at the Redbird Stadium. Although my boss didn't see that I was getting that respect, but others around him saw that. Number five, energy. I had the energy to be there. Because guess what? That was my only job at the time. And so my energy to still work hard, my energy to still do things was still there. Number six, attitude. I had a positive attitude even when I wasn't working on the cameras. That's just how it was. I had a positive attitude even though I wasn't working on the cameras. I did. I was like, you know, well, whenever I'm not doing the cameras, could you let the other bosses know that I'm not, so I can still work? That's the good attitude, you know, because I'm, yeah. Number seven, passion. As I said, I was passionate to keep that job. Even though it wasn't meant for me to be on the cameras, I was passionate. So I made my boss send the other people, hey, I'm not working on these games. Do you all need me anywhere else? I'm available to do anything else. Number eight, being coachable. See, since I didn't have orientation to be a cameraman, like you typically have, I didn't know that we were supposed to wear khakis and everything. So one day I went into work, no khakis on, and some other type of, some jeans, because that's what, you know, typically the camera people wear jeans. So I wore jeans and my shirt, and one of the guys, the supervisors, he said, hey, you know, you can't wear those type of pants, and you have to have your shirt tucked in. And so, yes, sir, I said, I'll make sure I do that. And guess what he told me after that? He said, one thing I like about you, you listen. When he said that, I was like, that means a lot to me. To be known as a listener in that type of environment, that was amazing. That was amazing to hear him say. So that means I was coachable. I was coachable. Number nine, this one is what really made me stand out. Doing extra. How was I doing extra? Because guess what? What I did was, I spoke to the right people and I told them, yeah, I'm not really working on cameras that much. I'm not. Do you all need me anywhere else? So guess what I started to do? I thought I started a box. I literally would stay after the games, you know, the days that I did do the camera, which was very rare, and I would help them change the field from baseball to soccer. I did that. I was tired, but guess what? I was doing extra to be noticed, to get their respect. And guess what? I got that respect from the other bosses besides my own. From the other supervisors besides my own. Number 10, I was always prepared. You know what? Whenever, even though I wasn't doing the cameras all the time, my boss literally would send me an email. Okay, I was at church one Sunday. My boss sent me an email. Hey, can you come in? Somebody's not here. Guess what? Guess what I did? As soon as church got out, I went to work to be a cameraman that day. I did. I was prepared. Even though I wasn't good, I was prepared. So I say all of this to say, I gained the respect of the people down there because they know I was a hard worker. That's what they called me. They said, you a hardworking young man. You listen to us. You know how to do everything. You're coachable. You're always happy. They say this about me down there. They do. Because guess what? That is the truth. I am always happy. I didn't let my other boss stop me. And guess what? They trusted me. I got their respect. They moved me to positions to where I was literally sitting down on my behind as a basement lead. I didn't have to worry about doing cameras. And guess what? I was able to work every game. Every single game I was able to work. I was able to work every single game. I did. Versus only working six games. But yeah, I gained their respect. So again, I challenge you to do these six things. I'm going to say it one more time. Being on time. Be on time always. Work ethic. Always Do your job. Do your job. Don't gossip. None of that. Just do your job. Number three, effort. Just try. Even though you're not doing what you want to do, try. And it will pay off. Number four, body language. Always be positive. Even when you don't like your job, even though it's not going well, be positive. Number five, be happy you have a job. Have the energy, even though it may not be, you know, as I said, my boss didn't work me. But guess what? I still have the energy to still want to work there. Number six, attitude. Be positive. Even when your boss is against you, be positive. Number seven, passion. Be passionate about it. Number nine, eight, being coachable. Being able to listen. Being able to take criticism and advice from others and being able to do it. That's being coachable. Number nine, doing extra. Sometimes it takes to go an extra mile to get their respect and be noticed. Like how I stayed after doing camera to change the yard. Number 10, being prepared. Always be prepared for the unexpected. Those were the 10 things that take zero talent but will get you 100% respect. That was your DJ B Wise motivational moment. We're going to have Webby Web coming up pretty soon with that extra sports edition. Stay tuned.
And thank you, DJ B Wise. You already know what's going on. This is your boy Webby Web talking up sports, and I'm about to bring to you some recap of sports that happened this past weekend. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Starting with WKU football, I have to talk about it. I'm a Hilltopper, so WKU was able to defeat Army, yes, no stuttering right there, by a score of 17-8. Defense played phenomenal. But Ty Story did his thing as usual. He's been able to get up down the field, moving the ball, finding Pearson and Lucky and Sloan, and they just have been playing flat out really good. Now, as we look at some regular football, on Friday, Virginia lost to Miami 17-7. Oregon defeated Colorado 45-3. And Saturday, the biggest upset of them all was South Carolina defeating number 3 Georgia in the second overtime. That was a game that went to a very wire, missed field goal. South Carolina Gamecocks, they win and prevail. Oklahoma defeated Texas. Michigan over Illinois. Temple over Memphis. Alabama over Texas A&M, which was a really closer game than most people think. Clemson over Florida State. And Wisconsin over Michigan State. Michigan State's program has been down as lately, and they've got shut out 38-0. Arizona State over Washington State. Cincinnati over Houston. Baylor over Texas Tech. Notre Dame over USC. Shout out to Marquis Stepp doing his thing from USC. Had a big last second touchdown. Although they weren't able to beat Notre Dame, he did his thing. Penn State over Iowa. Louisville over upsetting Wake Forest. LSU over Florida. Utah over Oregon State. And Boise State over Hawaii. Now, like I said, that was college football. Now,